USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
75% of adults in the United States have now received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. The CDC updating the vaccination rate on Tuesday, adding that just over 64% of adults are fully vaccinated against the virus. The State Department continues to work on evacuating American citizens and Afghan allies who helped the United States in the war in Afghanistan. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan criticizes President Biden for not doing more to get Americans out of the country.
You don't go vacation in Delaware. You don't go campaign for Gavin Newsom next week. You focus on the fact that there are still Americans left behind in Afghanistan, and that should be the number one focus of this administration.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the number of Americans stranded in Afghanistan remains unclear. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Biden administration is requesting billions of dollars from Congress in disaster aid.
The White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their request would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution, needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The federal government is on track to possibly default on the national debt next month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi noting raising the debt limit has traditionally been a bipartisan action following a warning from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Pelosi saying a failure to do so could jeopardize the nation's credit rating, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the country reflects on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, former President George W. Bush is outlining how events unfolded for him following the terrorist attacks. President Bush describes the reaction of the attacks by workers at Ground Zero during a National Geographic special, George W. Bush, the 9/11 interview.
As I work my way down, people start saying, you know, you get them. I mean, there was a kind of a palpable bloodlust.
Former President Bush says his comments made atop a burned-out fire engine were spurned by someone saying they couldn't hear him.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is making a comeback in New York City. It'll be held in person on November 25th. The famous giant character balloons, floats, and marching bands will be back for the holiday spectacular. This year's event will be the 95th annual edition, and there will be COVID-related protocols in place. They include volunteers and staff being vaccinated and only up to 1,600 participants. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.